Today's daf is Chulin daf Lamed Aleph, and we are at the Mishnah on daf Lamed Amid Beis. So a loaded daf. Zok the Mishnah, Hashoychet Beis Roshin Ke'echad. Somebody was shechting, and with one slice, he shechted two animals. Says the Mishnah, Shechitasek Sheir, Shnayim Oichsim Besakin. If two people were holding on to a knife, the shechtin, and they shechted together, Afilu Echad L'maylov Echad L'mata, even if one shechted on the top of the Simonim, the other one on the bottom of the Simonim, Shechitasek Sheir, the Shechita is going to be kosher. We saw already in yesterday's daf, the Gemara discussed this part of the Mishnah, and the Gemara brought a Machlekes on Meiram, how to understand this part of the Mishnah. Does the Mishnah mean Shnayim Oichsim Besakin? As in Shnayim Oichsim Betalis, two people are holding on to the very same knife. One person is holding it on top, the other person is holding it on the bottom. Or does the Mishnah mean Shnayim Oichsim Besakin? There are two people holding on to different knives, and they're both shechting at the same time. Regardless, the Mishnah says, Ksher Hittis Es Haroish Bevachs Achas Psula. If the Shoichet, rather than shechting in a slicing motion, he shechted in a chopping motion. Rashi says the way somebody would cut a piece of meat or the way somebody would cut a vegetable, halacha is it's psula. This is what's known as drasa, as we've mentioned many times. This is one of the five halachas l'moshe misinai that govern the laws of shechita. If the person shechted, meaning he wasn't doires, he didn't press, he didn't cut the animal the way you cut a vegetable. Rather, he sliced. However, vehittis es haroish bevaz achas, and in one slice, he severed the simonim of the animal, as opposed to what? As opposed to being moilich umevi, right? The perfect shechita is, you're moilich and you're mevi. So what this person did was, he was moilich, but he wasn't mevi. Or we'll see in the end of the Mishnah, he was mevi and he wasn't moilich. So he wasn't doires, but at the same time, he wasn't moilich umevi. Says the Mishnah, it depends. Im yesh besakim aloi tzavir ksheira. It depends on the length of the knife to determine whether this is going to be a kosher shechita. If the length of the knife is like the width of the neck of the animal, and the Gemara is going to explain, what it means is that there's an additional length of the knife that equals the width of the animal. So it has to be two times the width of the neck of the animal in order for it to be kosher. If it's smaller than that, it's going to be possible. If somebody was shechting and he shechted two animals at the same time, the first line of the Mishnah said, but what this person did was, he wasn't moilich and mevi, he was only moilich, or he was only mevi. So there the halach is, just like we said in the previous case, that if you're moilich and you're not mevi, it could be it's going to be kosher as long as the knife is long enough. How long does it have to be in addition to the width of the neck of the animal? It has to be another maloy tzavar. It has to be the width of the neck of a second animal. That's going to be true if you're shechting one animal. It's also going to be true if you're shechting two animals. Meaning, there would have been a havamina that if you're shechting one animal, then the additional length of the knife should be kemaloy tzavar behema echad. But if you're shechting two animals, maybe the additional length of the knife has to be kemaloy tzavar of two animals. Kamash malon, that if it's one maisa shechita, it just has to be an additional maloy tzavar. In that case, it's going to be kosher. And the Mishnah says again, all this conversation of how long the knife has to be, but if you did a proper shechita, you were moilich umevi, afilu kolshu, even if the knife is very, very small, we'll see what that means, afilu bizemel, even if you use a scalpel, ksheira, the halach is, it's going to be kosher. So we have another very important Mishnah that discusses shechita 101, the basic halachas of how shechita has to be done. Number one, we saw a halach in the Mishnah that you could shech two animals with one swoop. Additionally, shnai moichsen besakin, whatever that means, shechita soy ksheira. The Mishnah mentioned the halacha of drasa, that shechita has to be beis simanim, roiv of the beis simanim, but you're not allowed to press against the simanim. You can't be doires, but rather what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to be moilich umevi. Now, if you do it in the way you're supposed to do it, you're moilich umevi, it doesn't matter what the size of the knife is, it's always going to be kosher. Afilu kolshu, the Mishnah says, even an izemel, even a scalpel, that's not a knife, even something like that, as long as it's sharp enough to sever the simanim without causing the animal to be a trefer before you sever the simanim, it's going to be kosher. In the event that you weren't doiris, you also weren't moilich umevi, so you didn't mess up, it wasn't drasa, but you also didn't do the perfect shechita. You were moilich, but you weren't mevi, or you were mevi and you weren't moilich. Is it kosher? It depends on the length of the knife. If the knife is long enough that in addition to the width of the neck of the animal, it has an additional width of the neck of the animal. It's an addition in Beloy Tzabar Behema. Doesn't matter if you were shechting one animal, if you were shechting two animals. The halach is that it's going to be kosher. If it's smaller than that, it's going to be possible. Zochti Gemara Nani Miliyam Hashmulda Makro. How do you know that the perfect shechita is Moilechu? Maybe it's going to happen in the following pasuk. It says, Chetz Shachot L'shoinam Mirma Diber. So we compare shechita to an arrow. And just like an arrow, you Moilechu Mevi, you pull back the strings of the... You pull back the strings of the bow, and that causes the chetz, the arrow, to move forward. So there's a moilechu mevi concept. So too, shechita has to be done in that way. Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, v'shachat. When it says in the pasuk v'shachat, ein v'shachat, elo u'mashach. The word v'shachat means u'mashach. You have to be moilechu mevi. Chen Weimer. How do you know that? So there's two pasukim. Number one, the pasuk says zohov. Shachot. And this is a pasuk in Melachim Aleph. And Pashut, what it means over there is it's beaten up gold. So what the smiths used to do is they would beat up gold, they would soften it, and then they would schlep it in different directions depending on the form that they wanted the gold to take on. See, the word Shachot means to be Moshech. And the pasuk says, Chetz Shachot L'shoina Mir Mediba, the pasuk that we brought previously, that Shchit is like a Chetz, and just like a Chetz, you take the bowstring, you pull it, that causes the chetz to move forward. There's a moilechu mevi concept. Shechita is moilechu mevi. My boy, I mean, why do you need two pesukim for? Bechitim is zav shachot shenit v'kechotu. Because had we only had the first pasuk zav shachot, you would think that maybe the word shachot over there doesn't mean beaten. It's not midlashon. You're going to be moishech the zav in the direction that you want to form it. But rather, maybe the word shachot is made up of two words. It's shechot. It's from the word chot, a thread. And maybe the point is that it was referring to gold that was spun like a thread. Tashma, that's why we have a second pasuk that says chetz shachot. The context over there is not zahav. The context over there is a chetz. And you see, we compare the chetz to shechita. Thus, just like the chetz has the moilech umevi motion, so too shechita has the moilech umevi motion. Says the Gemara, Rava have a badik le gira the Rabbi Yoina bar tachlifa. Rava was once badik an arrow for Rabbi Yoina bar tachlifa. The shachet ba ufa bahada the parach, and he shechted an oif, a bird, while it was flying. So he was demonstrating shechita for Rabbi Yoina bar tachlifa, and he says, "Watch what I could do." So he took an arrow, he was boidik to make sure there were no pigimais. You have to be boidik a sakin from Avinu by the Akeda. You have to be boidik a sakin. So he checked the arrow under the sun, right? It was perfect. And now he says, take a look. And there was a bird that was flying. He shot the bird, perfect shechita. He nailed the simon, says the Gemara. How in the world could Rava be samech on such a shechita? V'dilma avit chalada. Why aren't you worried that even if after he saw the bird, he saw that he hit it perfectly, and it was a perfect shechita, but maybe the arrow went into the bird first, then it shechted the simen, which we know is not good. That's chalada. Chalada means it was borrowed. You have to make sure that you shechted from the outside, not from the inside. So the Gemara says, chazina gitfi the mifrim. He was able to see from the feathers that the incision came from the outside, it wasn't from the inside. Faith Gemara v'abayu ki, so you're shechting a bird. A bird, an oif, like a chaya, requires kisei hadam. So the blood must have splattered all over the place. So how did he do Kisei Adam? Maybe when he collected the blood, right? Then he was able to pull it together. But halacha is that for Kisei Adam, it's not enough that you cover with dirt. It has to be offer underneath it as well. Shem, as the pasuk says, you learn from there. You have to sandwich the blood in between the offer. And we learn from there that what you need to do is you need to prepare offer initially. Right, because technically all the ground is offer, right? For the most part. But Rashi says you need offer tichayach. You need loose offer, soft offer, which would have had it been prepared previously. It doesn't sound like Rava prepared offer for him to be able to do the kisei hadam, says the Gemara. You have to say the mazman leila offer, the kulupiska. No, Rava prepared for this. Everything was set up. He knew what he was trying to do. He knew that the blood was going to splatter. So he had all the offer tichayach in already. He did a perfect shechita. He was able to see from the feathers that there was no chalada. He used an arrow, which is a chiddush, that you could use an arrow, even though it's not a sakin. The bottom line is, says the Gemara, Rava have a bodik le gira le Rabbi Yoina bar tachlifa. I saw in the Sha'an the Tzion and Balacha, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Braun, he says that don't shtel tzu this maisa to the tshuva from the Raid of Yehuda that we always speak at in Yeridei Tinyana Simen Yud. Are you allowed to go hunting? So the Raid of Yehuda says a Jew shouldn't hunt because that was maisa esav, that was maisa nimrod. It sounds like Rava's hunting. So he says, obviously this was different. He was demonstrating Hilcha Shchit. I thought that was worth mentioning. Either way, Rab Zera said, so we saw in the Mishnah that let's say somebody shechted and he wasn't Moilech Umevi. So the perfect shechita is Moilech Umevi. It's supposed to be like the chet, just like the chet, your Moilech Umevi. That's the way the shechita is supposed to be. It's supposed to be chet shachet, but at the same time, it still could be kosher if you were a Moilech Umevi. How so? The Mishnah said that if the sakin was Meloy Tzavar, it was the length equal to the width of the neck of the animal, that would make it kosher. So Rab Zeira said that the way you have to read the mission is Meloy Tzavar V'chutz L'Tzavar, meaning it has to be equal to the Meloy Tzavar, but it has to be even longer than that. How much longer? It has to be an additional Meloy Tzavar, meaning the way you read the Mishnah is, if the Sakin has an additional Meloy Tzavar, it's going to be kosher, meaning it has to be equal to Trey Tzavar, maybe it means a Mashu more. Tashma. The Mishnah said that if somebody shechted two animals at the same time, which the Mishnah, the first line of the Mishnah said is okay, Tzavar echad kosher. So here the mission doesn't say yesh b'sakim meloy tzavar. Here it adds the word echad. Says the Gemara, my meloy tzavar echad. What is the word echad? Ilem meloy tzavar echad v'sulay. Doesn't mean that the knife just has to be meloy tzavar echad. That can't be because hashda b'vehema achas b'ulim meloy tzavar v'chutz tzavar. Because Reb Zera said that when you're shechting one behema and you're going to be meloch v'loy hevi or hevi v'loy meloch, it has to be more than a meloy tzavar. Then b'shtei behema sagdim meloy tzavar echad. Then it's poshet that if you're shechting two animals, it has to be more than a meloy tzavar echad. Elo pshita. When the Mishnah says meloy tzavar echad, it means meloy tzavar chutz l'shnei tzavar. In addition to it being the length of two tzavarim, because in this case you're shechting two animals, it has to be an additional meloy tzavar. If that's the case, then in the ratio, when you're shechting only one animal, and we said it has to be more than the meloy tzavar, how much more? Shma mino meloy tzavar, chutz letzavar, shma mino. So what's the bottom line? The bottom line is if you're meloch umevi, it doesn't matter how small the knife is, it could be a scalpel, it could be a mashu, as we'll see in the Gemara in a second, anything is going to be kosher. If you're meloch v'lei hevi, hevi v'lei meloch, then it depends on the length of the knife. How long does the knife have to be? So it has to be two times the length of the neck of the animal that you're shechting. So whatever that is, that's the shear, that's how much you have to have. The chiddush that the Mishnah said is that if you're shechting two animals at the same time, all you need is one meloy tzavar extra. You don't need a meloy tzavar extra for each animal that you're shechting. But if you were meloch umevi, what did the Mishnah say? Last line, afilu kol shehu, afilu b'izemel k'sher. Rabbi Nasha said that when the Mishnah says in izemel is kosher, it means in izemel a scalpel she'in lo karnayim, that has no horns. So Rashi says regilin hayulasos kemin karnayim le'azmilin le'noi al gabei matl tzayroshin. So they used to put these little horns, little protrusions on the top of the scalpels. It was done le'noi simply because it made it look nice. Now those karnayim, if you're going to shecht with it, it's a little hook, and we're afraid that it may go into the simen and it may render the animal a treifa before you're able to do a kosher shechita. So the only time it's kosher to use an izemel is if it's an izemel she'en le karnayim. Amalei, Rav Achav, Rav Avi, Rav Anasha, mechtamai. Are you allowed to use a needle? Amalei, the mizda baza. No, you can't use a needle because we're afraid that it's going to make a nick and it's like a pgam. It's going to cause the animal to be a trefa. Machta de ushbechimai. What about the needles or the blades that people that made leather used to use? So Rashi says, Miratzeya haratzonim, shepiyos of chedudim. The sides of it are very, very sharp. V'choydchen chutei atfar. They used to cut leather with it. So that's a different type of instrument. Is that kosher? Amalei tanina? I think yes. You know why? Because the Mishnah says, afilu kosher. The Mishnah says that if you were meloch umevi, a kolshu is kosher and an izemel is kosher. My love, what does kolshu mean? It's coming to be marba something. Presumably,
the ushpachi is probably what's coming to be marbe that. So in other words, even though it's not mefurish anywhere, but I think that's what the Mishnah means when it says kosher. But the Gemara says, well, maybe what the Mishnah means when it says kosher is izemel. Frank, the Gemara izemel bad yikani law. The Mishnah says izemel. The Mishnah says afilu kosher, afilu bizemel. So the Gemara says prusha kama farish. Maybe the way you read the Mishnah is my kosher izemel. Meaning, really, the Mishnah is saying one thing. It's not talking about this machta the ushpachi. When it says kosher, it means izemel. And the Mishnah, which it sometimes does, is mefarish what it says. It says, if you were Melech HaMevi, anything is okay, meaning even in Izemo, and it just explained that by adding the words, because if you're going to tell me the Mashbuch is okay, once the Mishnah says, the Machta the Ushbechi is good, Izemo Mibaya, apparently the Machta the Ushbechi is a bigger Chiddush that you can use for Shechita than in Izemo was. But the Gemara says it's not right, because Izemo is Shrichle. It could be, even had the Mishnah told me Machta the Ushbechi, you wouldn't know Izemo. So I would have thought that Izemo is worse. What do you mean? It's a sharper blade, it's a cleaner blade. The reason is because the Gemara previously said that only certain Izemels are kosher. An Izemel that doesn't have those hooks, but an Izemel that has the Karnayim is not kosher. Memela, Solka Daita Chamina, I would have thought Ligzar Izemel She'ain like Karnayim, Atu Izemel She'yesh like Karnayim, Kamash Malon. The bottom line is that we have no Raya, one way or the other, from the Mishnah, whether this Machta the Ushbechi is okay or it's not okay. Viper. Again, this is a loaded daf, and depending on how much time we have at the end, we'll see how much raid we have an opportunity to speak at. Either way, Zok the Mishnah, festing Gemara. Nafla Sakin. If a Sheikhe was holding a knife, and then the knife slipped out of his hand, oops. Vishachta, and lo and behold, it shechted. Perfect money shechita. Afal pisha shachta gedarke psula. The halacha is possible. Shenemar v'zavachta v'yachalta. And we learn from there. Masha ata zaveich ata oichel. And the emphasis on ata. V'zavachta thou shall shecht. It has to come mikoyach gavra. You have to do a maisa that causes the shechita to go into effect. But if the shechita happens on its own, because the knife slipped out of your hand, the halacha is, it's not going to be a kosher shechita. Thus, nafla sakin v'shachta, afal pisha shachta shechita sukshir. Says the Gemara, a very obvious and a very profound diak. Time of the nafla. It sounds like from the Mishnah that the only reason this shechita was not good is because the sakin literally slipped out of the hands of the person that was holding it. Ha hipila. What would be if the person would have thrown the sakin on the ground without any intention of doing shechita? It would have came mikoyach gavra. It sounds like Sheira. It would have been kosher. Right? The issue is that it wasn't masha ato zoveach ato oichel. You didn't do the maisa shechita. It fell out of your hand. There was no koyach gavra. You didn't even perform an action. There was no maisa. But let's say you would do a maisa without intending to do a shechita. You would throw it on the ground because you're upset. And lo and behold, there was an animal there and you shechted roiva the tusimanim and it was perfect. Where was the Melech HaMevi, by the way? It was a long knife. You don't have to have the Melech HaMevi. It sounds like it would be okay. Even though you had no kavanah to do shechita. Sucked the Gemara. Man tanda lebi in the kavanah. The shechita. Who's the tanda that holds? That you don't need kavanah to shechita. Amar Rav Nosin. It's Rav Nosin. The Tani. Ushi is the iridim in chavrat. Zor esakle. No, if somebody was throwing a knife, he wanted it to stick in a wall. V'holcha v'shachta kedarko. And on its way, en route to the wall, it encountered an animal and it did a perfect shechita. Rav Nosin machsher. V'chachavim poislam. Rav Nosin says it's kasha because you don't need kavanah to do shechita. The Chachamim say it's possible because you do need kavanah to do shechita. Said Rava, Rav Nosson, who holds you don't need kavanah to do shechita, he's the Tan of our Mishnah. Because according to the Chachamim, that you need kavanah to do shechita, even for shechita aschulin, it should come out then even if the person threw the knife to the ground. It wasn't just nafla. Even then it would be possible. The Mishnah's mashma, only nafla is possible. Ha hipila is kosher. Amar Rava, so Rava said, it must be the time of the Mishnah, is Rav Nosson. And by the way, the Gemara says, Utanila, for who amala, Rava continued, and Rava said, Allahu to Rav Nosson. Freak the Gemara. Why did Rava have to make this diak in our Mishnah and point out that the Stam Mishnah is Rav Nosson and that Allah is like Rav Nosson? Rava called this, Rav said it already. In the Masechta, time we learned in the Mishnah, the very first Mishnah in the Masechta, Hakol Shoichti Mishchitasim Ksheiru Chutz Micheru Shoichti Mishchitasim. Then the Mishnah says, VeKulan Sheshachdu VaChein Roy Noisam Shchitasim Ksheiru. That even a Cheru Shoichti Mishchitasim that are considered Lav Bnei Das, if they do a Shchita and Acher Mar Roy Noisam, it's going to be okay. VaMrina and the Gemara said, Man Tanod Loi Boi Kavon LShchita. Obviously, if a Cheru Shoichti Mishchitasim can do Shchita, they could be a God Olaymet Al Gaber from today till tomorrow. They don't have Das. So what do you see from here? That you don't need Kavon of a Shchita. VaMer Rava Rabbah said, yep, it's a great deal, and Rab Nosson he. And the Tana, the first Mishnah of the Sachs, Rab Nosson. So, Luchura, why would Rabbah have to comment and say that the Stam Mishnah in Chulun Daf Lamed Aleph is Rab Nosson, if he already commented and said that the Stam Mishnah in Chulun Daf Beis Lamed Aleph Israel not. Why do Rava have to make this diyuk twice? Says the Gemara Tzricha. Because had we only had the Mishnah on Daf Beis, I would have thought Mishum Dikom Mechavim Lushum Chaticha Ba'Oila. Because at the very least, the Cherishayt of a Katan are having Kavana to Shecht. But over here, when a person just threw the knife to the ground, Emaloi, you would have thought that even Rav Nosson holds. It's not okay. That's why Rava wanted to make the diyuk and point out that according to Rav Nosson that you don't need kavana, even if you didn't have kavana to do anything. You just had kavana to throw a knife on the floor. That's also going to be okay. V'yashmin and hochad, we only had this diyuk, I would have thought Mishum Dekasim Mikaych Ben Das. Then maybe the only time Rav Nosson's halach is true that you don't need kavana is if at the very least the person who did the Ma'isa Shechita, albeit without kavana, was someone that is a Ben Das. But in the case of a Kherashayt of a Katan, Dulakasim Mikaych Ben Das, where they are physically not Bnei Das, Ema, well, you would think that that makes it worse, and even according to Rav Nosson, it won't be okay. Tzricha, that's why Rava wanted to clarify that when Rav Nosson said that Shechita loy bayi kavana, it means that even if the person doing the Shechita is a Kherashayt of a Katan, that's not even capable of having Das. And it means even if you didn't have any kavana to do, any maisachat, you weren't even trying to throw nothing. You just threw it on the ground. That's all you did. It doesn't matter. Rav Nosson Shita is that Shchita Schulin is loy bayi kavana. So the Gemara is going to digress now for about an amid. And then at the end of the daf, we're going to see why the Gemara did what it did. Itmar. Nida shenensa v'tafla. Discussing a woman who's a nida. She has to go to the mikvah in order to become tar. She went to the mikvah, but she went to the mikvah ba'oines. So at the very end of the daf, it's really going to be on tomorrow's daf, the Gemara is going to explain exactly what the case was with this nida shenensa. But for now, all we need to know is that this nida ended up in a mikvah, but she ended up in the mikvah ba'oines. The question is, does the tefillah work or does the tefillah not work? A tefillah of a tamei ba'oines. Shma tefillah, aloy shma tefillah. Shmaki Gemara. Amar Avinu my Rav. So Rav Yehuda said, I heard from Rav Tahira Lebesa that the halacha is as follows. She's considered Tahira Lebesa, meaning she's muta betashmish, Rashi says. She's allowed to go back to her husband, but vasura lecha betruma. But at the same time, if she's an eshes kayin, she wouldn't be able to eat truma. Rav Yochanan, Amar Rav Yochanan says, af lebesa loy tahira. She's not allowed to eat truma. She's not allowed to go to her husband at all. So according to Rav Yochanan, a tefillah ba'oines is not a tefillah at all. According to Rav, it depends. As it relates to truma, it's not considered a tefillah. As it relates to her husband, it's considered Amalei Rav the Rav Nachman. So Rav told Rav Nachman, the Rav, according to Rav, Dama Tayr Leves Vasru Lecha B'Truma. It doesn't make sense. You know why? Oven Karis Hutra. A Nida to her husband is an Issacharis. A Tomei, a Nida that eats Truma is Chayim Misa B'Dei Shamayim. We know that Karis and Misa B'Dei Shamayim are not the same thing. In fact, Karis is more Chamor than Misa B'Dei Shamayim. So how is it possible that she's allowed to go to her husband, meaning it's considered a tefillah for the Isser Chamor of Karis, but she's not allowed to eat truma. It's not considered a tefillah as it relates to the Issachal of Misa B'Dei Shamayim. Amalei. So Rav Nachman told Rav, this has nothing to do with Chamor or Kal. That's not the point. The point is not one is more Chamor than the other. Because if that's the case, you're right. A Nida being with her husband is much more Chamor than a Nida eating truma. You know what the point is? Bay l'chulin hu, her husband is chulin. V'chulin loy bayi kavana. Truma is kachim. And kachim requires kavana. Meaning, Rav held that a Tameh, whose toivel shaloi midas, it's a tefillah legabe in yonei chulin, it's not a tefillah regarding in yonei kachim. So a woman towards her husband, that's a shaylin hilchas chulin. Hilchas chulin shma tefillah. As it relates to truma, that's hilchas kachim. As it relates to kachim, loish, says the Gemara, no, tamra. Okay, we need a makar for this. Here's the digression. Detnan, we learned in the Mishnah, gal shen nitlash. Somebody was standing on the side of the ocean, and then this monster wave came. Ubayar bam sa. It had 40 sa. The gal was a wave. It detached itself from the ocean. There's 40 sa. It's coming. There was a man standing on the side of the ocean, and he was standing next to Caleb, and it fell on him. If he was Tame, or if the Caleb was Tame, Dalach is Tahir. Everybody is Tahir. Says the Gemara, my love, Adam, do me the Caleb. The Mishnah put Adam and Caleb together. Sounds like that there's some sheiches between the two as it relates to how they become Tahir. Do Caleb have Kavana when they go into the mikvah to become tar? No, because Kalim says Rashi less Ludas. So Adam Nami loy by kavana. So maybe we can prove from here that Adam doesn't need kavana either. But the Gemara says Mimai. How do you know that? Maybe we're talking about a person who's waiting, he's hoping. When's this wave gonna finally come? He wants the wave to fall on him because he wants to be tar. In other words, he is having kavana, right? He's saying it must say Yitole Shagal. And if that's the case and he has kavana, we can prove just the opposite. Maybe Adam has to have kavana af kelim nami to come a chavin lu Adam. Maybe kelim also the only time to come tar. It's true that kelim can't have kavana, but maybe the owner of the kelim has to have kavana. But the Gemara says the chidim. If you're going to tell me b'yoshev mitzapa ma'ilam emor, what's the chiddush of this case? Suddenly, some chiddush in this story that a person was waiting for a wave to fall on him, and or he wasn't waiting. But the point is, there's some sort of chiddush that this is a good taira. Bishlama. If you're supposed to walk away from this Mishnah saying Adam the Kalim, and just like Kalim don't have Das, so too Adam doesn't have to have Das, that's a Chiddush. There's a Chiddush that you don't have to have Das when you're mitahir yourself in a mikvah. But if you're going to tell me you do have to have Das when you mitahir yourself in a mikvah, so what then is the Chiddush in the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what the Chiddush is. In fact, I'll tell you two Chiddushim. Number one, the time I would have thought, Ligzar Mishum Chardalis Shel Geshamim. The halacha is that if it's raining and now this rainwater that's coming down a mountain, very, very fast, and you're standing on the bottom of the mountain, there's 40 saw of rainwater, it falls on you. The halacha is you're not tahar, because megeshamim is only mitahir if it's in one place. But if it's running water, it's what's known as zoichalin, the halacha is, it doesn't work. And being that this wave is eerily similar to the rainwater that's coming down the mountain, so maybe you would have thought that this whole case of the Mishnah is dead on arrival. Because you would think that this Gal Shen Mitlash is too similar to the Chardalish Al Geshamim. And that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. That it's okay, Inami. Another Chiddush is Ligazer Roshin Atukipin. Because as we'll see in a moment, the only time it's kosh if someone's Matire himself or is Kalim in the wave is if the person stays on the ground or the Kali's on the ground and then the tip of the wave lands on the person while he's on the ground. But let's say you have this Gal Shen Mitlash, this 40 saw, this monster wave that's up in the air, and you have a keli that's tummy. So you throw the keli into the gal. The halach is it's not going to be tahar. So another chiddush. The chiddush is you would have thought that being that it only works in lumdis and hilchas mikvahs if you're on the ground, but it doesn't work if you throw it into the air. So maybe we should be geyser rushing when you're on the floor, up to keeping when it's in the air. By the way, how do you know that the only time this galshin nitlash works is if the keli or the person's on the ground but not in the air? The Tanan, it's a mafurish mishnah. Matpilim berushin, ve'in matpilim bekeeping, and the reason is she'ein matpilim ba'avret. The bottom line is that we have no raya from this Mishnah in Mesechtes Mikvois that's discussing the Gal Shen Mitlash to this Shaila, whether Tefillah requires Kavana or Tefillah does not require Kavana. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, we need a Makar. How do you know that Tefillah for Chulin does not require Kavana? So the Gemara says, the Tanan, we know from another Mishnah, Mishnah Mesechtes Machshirin, Peiros Shenaflu L'toicha Masamayim. Somebody had fruit, Peiros, and they fell into water. And then the person went into the water, stuck his hands in, he wanted to pull the fruit out. Just so happens that his hands were tame, v'natlan, and he pulled the fruit out. Dalach is yodav tahiris. His hands now become tar. Why? Because his hands were in water. And even though he didn't have kavana to clean his hands, why did he put his hands in the water? To pull the fruit out. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, his hands became tar. What about the fruit? Einam b'chiyutan. The halacha is that if later a sheretz, one of the shmoyne shratzim, falls on top of the fruit are not huchsha l'kabel tuma. What do you mean they became wet? Because the halacha is that the only time fruit becomes huchsha l'kabel tuma is if the fruit were first wet, but you were nicha, you were happy, you were satisfied with the fact that it became wet. In this case, there was no satisfaction. Number one, when the fruit fell into the water, it just fell in, you weren't even happy about it, you right away wanted to pull it out. Now you'll tell me, we had this earlier in Mesechtes Chulin, and this is Machshir 101, that for Chiyutan, you don't need to be satisfied with the water on the fruit. As long as you're satisfied with something becoming wet, that in and of itself is enough. So maybe you can make the argument that the fruit should be huchsha l'kabel tuma, because when you put your hands into the water, your hands became tahar, so there's a nichusa now from the water, albeit
on your hands, and that should then say that if that same water was on the fruit, as it was, now the fruit is suchal kabatum. But that doesn't work. You know why? Because when you stuck your hands into the water, you never had das to be matar your hands either. That's something that you found out later. But you never had kabat. So there was never a nichusa. There was no nichusa for the fruit to become clean. There was no nichusa for your hands to become tahar. As a result, even though your hands are tahar, because you don't need das for your hands to be tahar, but peiros ein bechiyut avimish. Let's say you stuck your hands into the water to clean your hands. Yadav tahar. Certainly your hands are tahar. Uperes bechiyutan. Over here, the peiros are going to be bechiyutan. Why? Because you have nichusa for the water, not on the fruit, but on your hands. But that's enough. The hilchas machshirim. But what do you see from here? L'chura, you see from this Mishnah that if you stick your hands inadvertently into water and they were tameh, when you pull your hands out, they're going to be tar. So you see clearly, l'chaira, this halacha, that tefillah works, afilo shalei b'kavan. But isfir, Rav Nachman, Rav Asakash, Rav Nachman, from a Gemara, Mesechtes Chagiga, tova l'chulin, v'huchzak l'chulin. If somebody was tova l'chulin, v'huchzak. Now Rashi says, huchzak over here means he had kavana to be metahir his hands for chulin. The halach is, he could eat chulin, but also l'maisa, he's not letting maisa. Maisa sheni can't eat, says the Gemara, huchzak l'chulin, huchzak l'chulin. It sounds like the only time that the tahir works, the tefillah works for chulin is if he was huchzak l'chulin. So you see, clearly you have to have kavana. L'chulin Gemara says, this is the way you read. Afa pisha huchzak l'chulin, tava l'chulin, not v'huchzak l'chulin. You don't have to be huchzak l'chulin. You don't have to have das v'chulin. What it means that even if you had das v'chulin, still asa l'maiser, it's going to be asa l'maiser. Esvi another kasha. Tava v'lei huchzak, kilo loy taval. If someone toivled, v'lei huchzak, he didn't have das, it's as if he didn't toivle. My love, kilo loy taval klal. Doesn't it mean it's as if you didn't toivle at all? Not even v'chulin. The Gemara says, loy, kilo loy taval l'maiser, ava tava l'chulin. It's as if you didn't toivle l'maiser, but it is considered a tefila l'chulin. So Rava was asking these kashas to Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman was deflecting all the kashas. The Gemara says, "Who suffered the chulin come atchile?" Then when Rava was discussing this with Rav Nachman, he walked away thinking, "No, I think I'm asking good kashas." Rav Nachman's deflecting it, but it could be I'm right. Says the Gemara, "Nafak dok vashkach." But then Rava sat in his medrash. He went through the sugya and he found that some mafurish of raisa. The tanya tava v'loy huchzik. If someone toivled and he didn't have any das, what's the halacha mutter lechulin the aser lemaiser? So it's a mafurish of raisa. Bottom line. So we had a machlokes between Rav and Rav Yechon. Anida, who ba'oines ends up in a mikvah, and she now toivel. Is it a good tefillah or is it not a good tefillah? Rav said it depends. Tahira lebesa, she's mutter to her husband, but asur lecha b'tshuma. She's not lady truma. What's the difference? Her husband is chulin. Tefillah shalei midas is considered a tefillah with regards to chulin. Truma is kachin. A tefillah shalei midas is not considered a tefillah as relates to kachin. Rabbi Yochanan said, af lebesa leitara, a tefillah shalei midas, heis nish kain tefillah. It's not a tefillah not for chulin. It's not certainly not going to be a tefillah for kachin. And after the Gemara went through many mishnayas and brises and gemaras, the Gemara came out, Rava found a brisa that seems to support Rav. The brisa said clearly, taval v'loy huchzik. If someone was tamei and he toifel, and he had no das to do a tefillah, what's the halacha? Mutter l'chulin v'asa l'may. So says the Gemara, what's the next question that the Gemara is going to ask? Amalei Abai l'Rabbi Yosef, lei mityavet tiyufta d'Rabbi Yochanan, meha l'chura t'tiyufta d'Rabbi Yochanan. Yechon can't argue with a Braisa, and this is a Mefurish Braisa, where the Braisa says that you don't have to have das for tefillas chulin. So the Gemara says, Amalei, so he told him, Rabbi Yechon, Udamak, Rabbi Yonasim, Ben Yosef. It's true, Rabbi Yechon doesn't shtim with this Braisa, but there is a Tana, the Messiah, the Rabbi Yechon. Who is that, the Tanya? Rabbi Yonasim, Ben Yosef, Oimer. And the context over there is a beged that has a nega. So a person could become a mitzayra, a bias could become a mitzayra, and a beged could become a mitzayra as well. The halach is, if a beged has a nega, you bring it to the kohen looks at it, he washes it, he tells you to wait 7 days. If after 7 days the nega is still there, he washes it a second time. And the pasuk over there says, it's discussing the second time we're washing this beged, without all the details of the halacha, and it says, v'chubas sheinis, she'll wash it since faith in mo, v'tar, it's going to be tar. And the Gemara asks, ma tam alay mashenis? I mean, if you're holding cheshbon in those psukim, just by being ma v'sedra, listening to the balkayr on Shabbos, you know already up to the second kvisa. So why does it have to say v'chu bashenis? Says the Gemara, ma kish l'chbois v'shni l'chbois v'rishayin. Ma t'chbois v'shayin l'adas. The first t'chbois has had to happen last. The pasuk says, v'tziva ha-koyin. The koyin is going to preside over this washing. He's going to be standing there. He's going to say, you have to wash it. You can't just punk fall into a mikvah. No. Or into the washing machine. It's something that the kohen has to oversee. Now, by the second kvisa, it doesn't say that. But we learn, after the first kibbutz, the kohen presided over. Maybe the second kibbutz as well. Tamaloyma, the last word in the pasuk is vitar, mikomakim, to tell me somebody has to have das. Not the kohen. But what do you see from here? You see that tefillah, kibbutz, needs das. This was Rabbi Yonason ben Yosef. He obviously argues with that price, because our price said that tefillah l'chulin doesn't need das. Over here, we're discussing cleaning this baguette, even for chulin, and unless somebody has das at the time that you wash the nega out of this baguette, it's not going to be considered a tahira. So you see, tahira, it's not tefillah, it's a little different, but tahira needs das. Bottom line is, this is a brisa that supports Rabbi Yonason. Says the Gemara, Maskiflo Rav Shimi Barashi, Mi Am Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. We have one problem, and now it ties back into our sugya. Did Rabbi Yochanan really say, is it true, is it possible, that Rabbi Yochanan holds that tefillah l'chulin is boi das? And even though there's a stam brisa that says loy boi das, he holds like this one sheet, the Rabbi Yonason ben Yosef, who brought a raya from the laws of a beggar that has taras. You know what the problem is? Our Mishnah. Because Vamar Rabbi Yochanan said, Halacha k'stam Mishnah. V'tnana, we learned in our Mishnah, Nafla sakim v'shachta, afal pisha shachta kedarga psula. V'avinam ba, time of the Nafla. And the Gemara made the deal. Only because the sakin fell out of the hand of the shoychet, there was no koyach gavra, that's why it's a pasul shchita. Ha, he pilo huk shere, but let's say he would have dropped it on the floor, there would have been a koyach gavra, would have been kosher. V'afagav to loy mechad. V'amrinan, and we said, Mantan to loy baikavana l'shchita, v'amar rav Rab Nosan. And at the Mishnah, we said it's going to Rav Nosson, that you don't have to have kavanah. Now, our Mishnah is discussing chulin, right? We're learning Masechta Chulin. So we're discussing Shechitas Chulin. So you see that Shechitas Chulin, Tahaira, for Shechitas Chulin is loy by kavanah. Interesting kasha. So freak the Gemara kasha. Rabbi Yochanan, we know Pask is like every Stam Mishnah in Shas. That is Rabbi Yochanan Shechita in Shas. Halacha k'stam Mishnah. We have a Stam Mishnah that Shechitas Chulin is loy by kavanah. It's true, it's Rav Nosson, but the Stam Mishnah in Masechtas Chulin, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph, is all Rav Nosson, who holds that Shechitas Chulin is Loi Bayi Kavana. So why then should Shechitas Chulin be Loi Bayi Kavana, yet Tvila of a Tamei Lechulin Bayi Kavana? And the Gemara is a Stira. First, there's two different halachas. One, we're discussing Anida, who's Tamei. She did tefillah, shaloi bekavana. Is it a tahira legabe chulin or is it not? Here we're discussing shechita. Obviously, in the Gemara, there's some commonality between tefillah and between shechita. We're not going to have time to talk about this today. Metz Hashem on Sunday. But for now, what we need is the Gemara thinks it's chulin and chulin. Gzeir shava chulin, chulin. They're both chulin. In one case, you're shechting chulin. In the other case, you're toiveling for chulin. Yet, in our Mishnah, you see yaloi bayi kavana. And we know Rabbi Yechon Pasuk is like every single stam Mishnah. And Rabbi Yechanan here holds like Rabbi Yonason ben Yosef, who holds that a tefillah l'chulin is by kavana, says the Gemara. You have to say, b'shchita, afilu Rabbi Yonason ben Yosef, comes to shchita, even Rabbi Yonason ben Yosef is going to agree. Thus, it's not going to be a stira. Meaning, there is a chilek between tefillah l'chulin and between shchita l'chulin. How do you know that? Meaning, what's the premise for that? The Gemara in Svara doesn't like it. So we need a makar. Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why. Because midgali rachman mesasig b'kachim pasul. We know that halach is, if someone was mesasig, somebody shechted, but he didn't realize he was doing a shchita, by kachim, it's pasul. And the Gemara learns it out from a pasuk. That's really the punchline of the Gemara. Rashi says, d'chsiv l'rtsoinchem tizbechu, and we learn from there, l'daitchem Zavuchu. It's learned out from a pasuk that mesasek bekachem is pasul. Now, if every single shchita b'mesasek was not a good shchita, then I need a pasuk mesasek bekachem. You know what you see from there? Michlal de chulin loy binin kavana. You see, when it comes to chulin, it's different. So it's true. Rabbi Yonason ben Yosef holds that tefillah is by kavana. He learns it out from a pasuk. He also holds that shchita chulin is loy by kavana. He learns it out from a pasuk as well. The pasuk that says mesasek bekachem is pasul is the makar that mesasek bechulin is kosher. In other words, chulin loy bayi kavana. V'rabbanon, the rabbanon who argue with Rav Nosson, the rabbanon who hold that chulin is bayi kavana. Right, our Mishnah we said is Rav Nosson. He, the rabbanon argue. What the, now that we have a pasuk, mesasik bekachem pasul michlal de chulin loy bina kavana. What are the rabbanon going to do with that pasuk? So the Gemara says nehida loy bina kavana l'zvicha. It's true. You see from that pasuk that only by kachem is mesasik pasul. I mean, only by kachem do you have to have kavana to do shchita. But lechaticha beinon. So you could prove from there that you don't have to have kavana to do a shchita, quote unquote. But at the very least, you have to have kavana to do a chaticha, to be cutting a piece. But if you just threw a knife on the floor, then you didn't even have kavana for chaticha. to do a maisa chaticha, that's going to be worse. Amar Rava, and Rava concludes this discussion, as far as we're concerned, the Gemara continues. But for now, Amar Rava, baha zakinu Reb Nosson l'Rabbanon, that it's that last line where Reb Nosson was able to prove the Rabbanon wrong. Why? Because miksiv v'chatachta, v'zavachtuksiv. Meaning you're acknowledging that there's a pasuk that says, mesasik b'kachim's pasuk mechal de b'chulin is kasher. So you see there's an idea of chulin loyboy kavana. That's Reb Nosson Shita. What are the Rabbanon going to say? It's true, you don't need kavana for zvicha, but you do need kavana for chaticha. Tainid Reb Nosson, it doesn't say the chatacht anywhere in the Torah. When you're coming up with this spalt that you need kavana for chaticha, you just don't even. It says in the Torah, it had it said the chatacht, I hear. But it doesn't say that. Memeli bin a kavana le chaticha, I feel le zvicha nami le bai. And he loy bin a kavana le zvicha, le chaticha nami le bai. What we should be concerned with is zvicha, not chaticha. I don't know. It has nothing to do with anything, said Reb Nosson. And the Gemara said, Rava said that was the checkmate argument. You see, all the Stam Mishnayos are like Reb Nosson. Why was Reb Nosson right? He's a Das Yachid. You think the Chachamim would have been right over Reb Nosson? Because he had a great argument. What was his argument? That you see from Mesasik B'Kachim Pasol, that Mesasik B'Chulin must be Kasher. The Rabbanon wanted to be Mechalik between Kavana L'Chaticha versus Kavana L'Zvicha. Reb Nosson said, had it said in the Torah V'Chatachta, I would accept that. But it doesn't say the word V'Chatachta anywhere in the Torah. As a result, it's either Zvicha and Chaticha, or it's no Chaticha, no Zvicha. And if you see that Mesasik B'Kachim is possible, must be that Shchita's Loi Boi Kavana, period. So there's a lot that we can focus on the daf that we just learned. But I think it's kedai to go back to some raid that we spoke at the beginning of the Masechta, it's already a month ago, and Ein Beis Medrash without many, many chedushim. And that is the Noida B'Yehuda in his second tshuva in Yoyerdeya. So it's Yoyerdeya, and Shailos tshuva is Noida B'Yehuda, Simen Beis. The Shoyel asked the Noida B'Yehuda Akasha on the Hilchas Eretz Yisrael that all the Rishonim quote in the beginning of Masechta Schulah. So let's just read Chazarover, the Lashon of the Mordechai, and we'll get into it. Mordechai says as follows, Kasev Rabbeinu Baruch, Ra'isi Kasev Hilcha Shchita, Shehevi Rab Eldad Ben Machli, Haba Me'aseres HaShvatim. So there was a Yid, Rab Eldad Ben Machli, most of the Rishonim referred to him as Eldad Hadani, he was from Shevet Dan. He emerged one day in the Haimish Krizen. He said that he lives in a faraway village. He spoke about the Sabatin River, etc., etc. We spoke at the Chidah last week, where the Chidah says that Shevet Yisachar was sitting and learning. As we all know, Yisachar's Vulin. But regardless, he comes from the Aseres HaShvatim and he brings halachas with him. And one of the halachas that he brought was Hilchas Shchita. So he says as follows, Omar Yeshua mipi Moshe mipi Agvura. This is Hilchas Eretz Yisrael. Kal azevech l'ashem, if somebody shechts, ve'in yoideya Hilchas Shchita, aso lechom l'shchi tasek. Yeshua benun continued, kol tabach sheyishchot shchita she'ina aguna, ve'in bebehema ichaya oif, pigolhu. It's pigol. Lo yeyachol, you're not allowed to eat it, even though we're discussing shchitas chulin. V'lo yishchait ad sheyifne la'kodesh l'makom tefila, a shoychit shouldn't shecht unless he davens first. V'im yishchait b'loy bracha, if a shoychit chulin is going to shecht without a bracha, pigolu, it's going to be pigol. V'im yishchait arum, if he's not going to wear clothing while he does the shchita, pigol. V'im shikr, if he's under the influence, pigol. V'im shachat lo yehol of sudar al roishe, he wasn't wearing a yarmulke, pigol. V'im loyhurchat mishik vazera, if he's a balkari, v'shachat pigol. And then he continues. He said that Avol's not let a shecht. Vashchita asura miyad isha, miyad soris, miyad zokein. Once he turns 80 years old, uminar ad sheyimal yudches shana, and the minimum age for shchita is 18. Now, the most famous excerpt of this Hilchas Eretz Yisrael is that he said that a isha is not let a shecht. And Tosfos asks the Kashya, the first Tosfos in Masechta Chulin, the Mishnah says hakol shoychtan chutz micher shoyt v'katan. It sounds like even an isha, which is the like Hilchas Eretz Yisrael. But the Shoyel asked the Rebbe Yehuda from a different part of the Brisa, a different part of Hilchas Eretz Yisrael, because one of the things he said was, is that if somebody would shecht beloy bracha, pigol hu, it's going to be pigol. His kasha was that the Mishnah says, hakol sheichnim shchitas in sheir, chutz micher sheit v'katam. But even a cher sheit v'katam, if there's a gadol oimed al gabov, if a cher maroyin oisim, it's going to be okay. Now a cherish is an enoy shein meya v'enoy medaber. If he's an enoy medaber, it means he can't make a bracha. So his kasha was that how could a cherish, an enoy shein meya v'enoy medaber shecht, as long as a cher maroyin oisim, L'chura, according to the Hilchas Eretz Yisrael, it's a possible shchita, it should be pigol. So now the Yehuda wrote back, he said, first of all, I don't know why you're asking me kashas on Hilchas Eretz Yisrael. We don't paskin like Hilchas Eretz Yisrael, so why are we going to spend time and get excited over the fact that we have a kasha on Hilchas Eretz Yisrael? Since when do we paskin like this Hilchas Eretz Yisrael? But says the Noida Behuda, Afal Pikain, Lidvarav Shehiksha. Now that you asked the question, let's talk about it a little bit. It says the Noida Behuda, that the emphasis, I'll ask you another kash, because we have a sugyo, we just learned it right now, where the Gemara discusses of somebody Shechts Shalai Bekavana, according to Reb Nassan, which is the Stam Mishnah, Shechitas Lik Sheir. So for example, if somebody throws a knife against the wall, or if somebody throws a knife on the floor, and he just so happens he Shechted, it's kash. In that case, says the Noida Behuda, did the person make the bracha? Of course he didn't make the bracha, and still you see that Allah is, the Shechit is going to be kosher. According to the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, it's pigle. Says the Noida Behuda, you have to say a chiddush. And the Noida Behuda is miyashiv the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. He says, what do you mean the bracha is ma'ay? Why would the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael say that if you shecht without a bracha, it's going to be pigle, or the Shechit is going to be possible? Since when do you find that a birchas hamitzvois should be ma'akiv in the Shechit? Says the Noida Behuda, you know what the pshat is? Of course the bracha is not really ma'akiv in the Shechit. But we know that someone that's a mumer l'shechita, if somebody is not zohir in hilchas shechita, he's a mumer, he's a chashud with regards to anything shechita related, unless it's l'teyavet. But if a person is a mumer for anything shechita related, the halach is he becomes pasul l'shechita. If somebody doesn't make the bracha of hilchas shechita, says the Noida Behuda, he becomes a mumer l'shechita, that's why it's going to be a problem. So that's only true, says the Noida Behuda, if a person gets up to shecht and he says, he's a loy baruch ba teira t'chila. Oh, a person like that, and a chanami, that's going to be an issue. But he says, this person who threw a knife against the wall, and it just so happened, was he like baruch b'shchita t'chila? No, he would have made a bracha. He wasn't trying to shecht. Or if a person threw a knife on the ground, or a cheresh she'ene she'meya ve'ene medaber, being that he's not a mummer, it doesn't make him a chashid. The halacha, the principle of the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael of Eldad Hadoni ben Machli is not going to apply. It only applies, says the Noida Behuda, if you do it b'kavana, because it's all predicated on the fact that you established a chashid or a mummer by doing that. Otherwise, it's not going to be an issue. But we also spoke out a tshuva nifla from Rav Hersh Pesach Frank. Let's see, Pesach Frank in his Hartzvi, it's in Yeridea, it's Simin Beis. And he said a beautiful teretz based on Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is the Masechtes Brachas. It's right in the beginning of Perek, Ketzed Mevarchet. The Yerushalmi says, Minayin shekol ha-mitzvois to unois bracha. How do you know that every mitzvah that a person does, before he does it, he has to make a bracha. Rav Tanchuma, Rabbi Yudah Bar Kahana, B'shem Rabbi Loss. It says in the Torah, Ve'etna l'cha es l'cha yisa evan v'atayra v'amitzvahis. Hikish Torah l'mitzvah. Ma ta'ira tuna bracha, birchas ha-tayra, af mitzvah to unois bracha. Says Rav Hersh Pesach Frank, and others make the diak as well, that l'churi, you see in this Yerushalmi, a very big chiddush. Because the Gemara says in Masechtes Brachos, daf tes vav amud aleph, and this is something that everybody knows, and that is birchas hamitzvos amid rabbanan. So if somebody has a suffix, whether he did a mitzvah or has to do a mitzvah. So what do? You do the mitzvah, but you don't make the bracha. Because the mitzvah is deiraisa, the bracha is the rabbanan. Birchas hamitzvah, even for a mitzvah deiraisa, is of course only the rabbanan. This Yerushalmi, it sounds like birchas hamitzvah is deiraisa. The Yerushalmi says, how do you know that mitzvahs require bracha? It's learned out from a hekesh. Ve'etna l'cha es luchais ha'evin v'atayir v'amitzvahs. When makish toira l'mitzvah. Ma toira. Just like Birchas HaTorah is a mitzvah. And by the way, Birchas HaTorah is deraisa. Af mitzvah to una bracha. So we're learning Birchas HaMitzvah from Birchas HaTorah, which is a din deraisa. And the Gemara learns it from a pasuk. It's learned it from a hekesh. It's one of the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidrashos Behem. So it certainly sounds like from this Yerushalmi, that Birchas HaMitzvahs is deraisa. It sounds like that's the Shittas of Yerushalmi. Now, when we spoke at the Hartzvi the first time, we spoke at the abridged version. We're going to speak out the more extended version now. It says Rav Hersh Pesach, if that's the case, I want to tell you a dover nifla. The Gemara Masech this bracha is daf tes vav amud aleph. The Mishnah over there discusses if someone said Kriya Shema, but v'loy hishmiya la'oznoi. So he whispered it so quietly that he couldn't even hear what he was saying. Hakoris Shema v'lo hishmiya la'ozno yotza. Rabbi Yossi says la yotza. Yenat yotza. Says the Gemara, despite the fact that Rabbi Yossi holds that when you read Kriya Shema, and if you don't hear the words that you're reciting, you're not yoytze the mitzvahs Kriya Shema. There's another shittas Rabbi Yoshi. That Rabbi Yoshi is a Mishnah in Masechtes Trumos. The halacha over there was discussing a cheresh hamidaber to enoy shemeya. So this is not the cheresh as in the cheresh shayt v'katan. The cheresh shayt v'katan is the enoy shemeya ve'enoy medaber. This is a cheresh hamidaber the enoy shemeya. The halacha is lo yitroim. He should not be mafis shuma ve'im toram trumasay trum. And the Gemara comes out that the tan of that Mishnah is Rabbi Yoshi. And the Gemara asks a kasha. Because if Rabbi Yossi holds that when you say Kriyashma, you have to hear the words, then L'chayra, Acheresh HaMedabra Ve'enu Shemeya shouldn't be able to be Mafras Truma. Because before you Mafras Truma, you have to make a bracha. And this cheresh is enoy shemeya. He's medaber, he can make the bracha, but he's enoy shemeya. And as a result, he has no way of hearing the bracha that he's making. So if he has no way of hearing the bracha that he's making, then shouldn't he be a problem? So loy Rabbi Yossi, that you have to hear the words of Krishna. So l'chayra, you have to hear the bracha that you make before you mafresh shuma. Zok the Gemara hazoy. Ad kan loy kom Rabbi Yossi lo yotz el gabi kriyashma doy raisa. The Gemara says, it's not a kasha. You know why? Because kriyashma is doy raisa. And because kriyashma is doy raisa, so over there, there's a halacha of hakiris es hashma v'lo yishmi lo aznoi lo yotza aval truma mishum bracha. But truma, we're dealing with the birchas hamitzvos u bracha derabanan. And the bracha is the rabbanan. For loy bebracha, tal yomilsa mimelo. Because it's midrabbanan, it's not ma'akiv. So it's true, says the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi, who holds that you have to hear the words of Kriyashma, holds that any time you need a talk, you have to hear what you're saying. And if you can't hear what you're saying, even if it's because you're a cheresh, ha-medabra v'inei shemei, you're not going to be yoytze. But time is the Gemara that birchas ha-mitzvahs is only midrabanan anyways. Being that birchas ha-mitzvahs is only midrabanan, it's for that reason. It's for that reason, says the Gemara, it's not a problem. And the same Rabbi Yossi who holds that if you say kriyashma, you don't hear the words of kriyashma, you're not yoytze, holds that if you make a birchas ha-mitzvahs and you don't hear the bracha, it's going to be okay. I wouldn't mean you weren't yoytze, sure you weren't yoytze the bracha. But the bracha is only midrabanan. It sounds like from the Gemara, that the Gemara is saying that it's because the Birchas HaMitzvahs is midrabanan, it's for that reason we don't care about the Birchas HaMitzvahs. As if to say, if the chiyuv to say Birchas HaMitzvahs would be midrairaisa, if it would be a chiyuv dairaisa, then we'd have a problem over here. Fake the Shag Yisari and the Pnei Yeshua, why would it be a problem? Let's say Birchas HaMitzvahs is dairaisa. Let's say. And your person's a cherish who's medabrev enei shemeya. He has no way of fulfilling the bracha because Rabbi Yossi Shit is, you have to hear what you say. And if you don't hear what you say, it's as hasnish geret. Okay, very nice. So you weren't yoytze the bracha, but you're still yoytze the mitzvah. Why does the Gemara say that the reason, according to Rabbi Yossi, a cheresh hamadav v'ene shemeya could be mafres truma, is because the bracha is anyways only midrabanan. So it doesn't matter that he didn't have the bracha. As if to say, if the bracha would be dairaisa, it would bother me that he doesn't have the bracha. Frank the Shagasariya and the Pnei Yeshua. What do you mean? Even if the bracha is midairaisa, so it'd be ma'akiv in the bracha. What does it have to do with the actual afrashas truma? And they blight tzorachin, says Rav Hirsch Pesach, that the reason the Shagasariya and the Pnei Yeshua blight tzorachin was because in the times of the Shagasariya and the Pnei Yeshua, the Tosfos Rosh wasn't printed yet. But he says if you go to Yisvarim Shafer and you think of the Tosfos Rosh on Broch, he asks the Kasha and he answers the Kasha. He says a Dover Neira. He says that you see from this Gemara that the only reason a Broch is not ma'akiv in the mitzvah is because Broch is on Midrabana. But Enochinami, if the Chi of Broch would be a chi of dairaisa, it'd be ma'akiv, not just the bracha. It'd be ma'akiv in the mitzvah. It's because bracha is amidrabanan that we always bifurcate the mitzvah and the bracha. You could do a mitzvah without a bracha. You miss that on the bracha. But if brachas would be midairaisa, you would not be able to do that. You wouldn't be able to spout the two. Yiddish. So you would have to, they'd be one and the same. They'd be attached by the hip, and you couldn't do a mitzvah without doing the bracha. Does the Gemara? Hey, yois, birchas hamitzvahs is only midrabanan. So it comes out the bracha is not ma'akev the mitzvah. It's not ma'akev the mitzvah. That's why you yois. But enochanami, if the bracha would be midrairaisa, it'd be ma'akev the mitzvah. So says Rav Tzvi Pesach. It comes out that according to the Yerushalmi that holds birchas hamitzvahs is midrairaisa, like the Tosfos Rosh, which is muchach from the Shag Yisari in the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. It comes out that the bracha is ma'akev. If the bracha is going to be ma'akim in the mitzvah, says Rav Tzvi Pesach, oy bazoy, we can answer the shoyl's kasha and the Neid Behuda and the Neid Behuda's kasha and it's haflufel. What was the kasha? The Rav Eldad Hadoni came and he said that's a state in Hilchas Eretz Yisrael that if somebody shechts and he doesn't make a bracha, the halacha is the shechita is going to be pasul. So much so, he says, even though it's chulin, somehow it becomes pigel. I don't think there's a chi of chorus, but it's going to be pigle. And the shoyl asked the kasha, says it doesn't make sense. We have rayas from Talmud Bavli that you don't have to make a bracha. Says Rav Tzvi Pesach, it's true. Talmud Bavli holds you don't have to make a bracha because Talmud Bavli is lishi tosai. That birchas ha-mitzvahs is only midrabanan. And being that it's midrabanan, it's not ma'akiv in the mitzvah. But the hilchas Eretz Yisrael, it came from Eretz Yisrael. It was going with the Talmud Yerushalmi. In fact, it's Yerushalmi in the beginning of Masechtas Chulin. This is the Talmud Yerushalmi. Oh, and Talmud Yerushalmi lishi tosai. The Talmud Yerushalmi holds that birchas
because the mitzvah is midai raisa. If it's midai raisa, it's ma'akim in the mitzvah and chenami in the hilchas eretz yisrael, which is going b'shitas atalmud yerushalmi. The halacha is the bracha is going to be ma'akim. All the raya is from Bavli. You're right. This is all Bavli. I mean, that is raya is from Bavli. It's the Bavli l'shitas that holds brachas and mitzvahs with the rabbanon, like the gemara says in brachas daf tes vavam and aleph. And it's like and the yerushalmi is l'shitas. The yerushalmi, the beginning of perikates and mevarchim in the sechtes brachas that holds that brachas hamitzvahs is midir. Oh, Raisa. But we're just getting started. I found in the Minchas Usher, so it's in Parshas Kisavoy. So he says as follows. It's Be'inyan Birchas HaMitzvahs. And in Ois Beis, he says as follows. V'hine, zichurani sheshamati bebachrusi mimoyer v'rebi kvoit kdusha sa'admer mitzant Kloisenberg. Zeich tzadik l'vrocha. Shapirish, mashakos v'atoyser rosh v'sech v'schulin. And he brings the Har Tzvi's tshuva in Yoredei Simen Beis almost verbatim, which is very bechiddush to me. But either way, he brings this whole kasha that the Neviim asked in a tshuva from the Hilchas Eretz Yisrael for all the Gemaras in Talmud Bavli, Shchita Labai Kavana. I went up to the bracha, and he says he heard a teretz from his Rebbe, the Admir Mitzas Kloisenberg Zatzal, and the teretz was mamish the Har Tzvi's teretz. So, ha'ara number one, I'm not sure why he doesn't bring the Har Tzvi, but he's very, very meirich in this. And at the end, he says as follows: he says he found in the Kamarna Siddur. Besidik Kamarna, Huva b'shem Hagoyin Hakodesh, Rab Isaac Mikarmana, Zeichet Tzadik Levrocha. Shero le Rabbi Balateret Tzvi Mizidichov. Shekibed li imoy bekoy shomayim. So this was Rab Isaac Mikarmana, who once saw his Rebbe, the Ateret Tzvi Mizidichov, who was giving a glass of water to his mother. And before he gave his mother the glass of water, you ready? He made a bracha b'shem Malchus. He said, Asher kedishonu b'mitzvayse v'tzivonu al kibud avoev. As I state in this Kamarna Siddur, and says the Minchas Usher, Upli in Iskavihi. How can you make such a bracha? Now, the truth is that the Rishonim asked the Kasha, why don't we make a bracha? Brichas HaMitzvah was like, keep it up. The Rashba was asked the Kasha in the Tshuva, and the Rashba said a Teretz, but it doesn't matter what the Teretz is. Halacha L'maisa, you don't make a bracha. You don't make a bracha, Hashem Kedishonu b'mitzvayse v'tzivonu, akim ed aveim. So what's going on over here? State in the Kamana Siddur that the Siddur Choy Vereva made a bracha b'shem of Malchus, akim ed aveim. This is the Minchas Usher's kasha, good kasha, right? So he says pshat like this. He says that we just spoke after Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi learns out from a pasuk, from a hekesh, that brichas hamitzvah seems to be deraisa. Truth is, if you look up the Yerushalmi, it's a very long Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says as follows, Rab Chagi, Rab Yirmiya, Solkum Lebechan Vasa. Rab Chagi and Rab Yirmiya, they once entered a store. Kofatz Rab Chagi Ubir Chalei. Rab Chagi jumped up and he made a bracha. Amalei Rab Yirmiya. So Rab Yirmiya told Rab Chagi, Yo'us Avdus. Say you're good. Shekol Han Mitzvah is to Unais Bracha. Because every single mitzvah needs a bracha. Beer. So the Charedim, as in the Bala Charedim, who was a contemporary of the Beis Yosef and the Arizal and Rav Moshe Cardovera. So the Charedim wrote a pirush on Yerushalmi. We have it on two Masechtas. We have it on Masechtas Brachas and we have it on Masechtas Beya. So the Charedim and his pirush on Yerushalmi, most Yerushalmis have it. On this Yerushalmi right here, says what happened was as follows. Rab Chagi and Rab Yirmiyah went into the store. They wanted to check the midos and the mishkalos. The pasuk says, Moisne tzedek, avne tzedek, ifa tzedek, in tzedek, yilcha. Right, you have to make sure that you're erlich when you do business. So they were going to check to make sure that it was Moisne tzedek, and avne tzedek, and ifa tzedek, and in tzedek. The kofat Rab Chagi, and Rab Chagi got up, ubirech, and he made the bracha. The following bracha, asher kedishanu, be mitzvoysa vitzivanu, livdoi kamidos vahamel. Unbelievable. And what did Rabbi Yirmiyah tell him? Yo Sabdus. Very, very good. Shekol HaMitzvah is too nice bracha. Because every single mitzvah needs a bracha. Now the Charedim continues. He says, Kein Matzasi the Rabbeinu Eliyahu. He says, I saw by Rabbeinu Eliyahu. And the Michas Asher says, Rabbeinu Eliyahu is definitely Rabbeinu Eliyahu, who was the Mechaber of the Reishas Chachma, who was the Rebbe of the Charedim. So this is the Mechaber of the Reishas Chachma. We're dealing with Kedoshim here. He says, Kein Matzasi Rabbeinu Eliyahu. He used to make a bracha before he gave tzedakah. The minhag olam is not that way. The Rashba was asked this kasha. Right? A lot of the terutz and why we don't make brachas on different mitzvahs comes from a Rashba and a tshuva. And he quotes this Rashba right here. And he was nitchak, says the Charedim. The Rashba was, but here's the bottom line. That this minig of
the Ateretz Tzvi Mizidit Shoyv, who was Mechaber his mother, he said, Hashem Yidin Shalom Mitzvah, if it's Yivan, I'll keep it Avayim, already has a Makar and a Kadmoin, the Baal Reishas Chachma. He used to make a bracha when he used to give tztaka, when he used to be Malva La'ani, and it really has a Makar and a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that Rab Chagi once made the bracha, Hashem Yidin Shalom Mitzvah, if it's Yivan, who lived like a Midois Vamayz Naim, Ulisakin Asha'orim, says the Minchas Usha. You know what I think is going on over here? I think what's going on over here is the Yerushalmi's all the Shitasai. Because the Yerushalmi holds that brachas amidairaisa. And if a chiv to make a brachas amitzvah is dairaisa, I don't think you could stop being mechalik, this mitzvah yes, this mitzvah no. All these tshuvas that the Rishonim and the Achreinim talk about, these are all very nice when you're dealing on a derabbana level. But when you're dealing on a dairaisa level, it becomes very, very dachuk. So the Yerushalmi that holds the brachas amitzvah is dairaisa. And by the way, what's the lashon Yerushalmi? Minayin shekol amitzvah is tunais bracha. Say you make a bracha for moisnei tzedek and avnei tzedek and eifat tzedek and hintzedek. And you can make a bracha like the Reishis Chachma did when you give tzedakah, and you can make a bracha like the Baal Ateretz Tzvi Mizidit Shoyv did when he was Mekayim Kibud Avayim. The Bavli holds that it's only midrabanan, being that it's only midrabanan, so the hey mamru, the hey mamru, and that's why we have all these different chalukim. He concludes this piece. He says, "Vhinei afagaftule nesiashiv minigzal libe the hilchas." Of course, we don't pass like the Yerushalmi. Uman the oven hachi einoy elu min amatmiyin. It's not something you should do. Don't try this at home. Mikomak and kiven the meiser rav the goyim v'tzadiku. Being that I heard the story from the Rebbe, from Mizidichoyv, I felt like chasachti mibati svasaid lahoir kinimtzolei base of b'divrei akadmonim. I had to find that at the very least, even though it's a tamiya, but there's at least a makar in the kadmonim, a makar in the reishas chachma, a makar in the Talmud Yerushalmi. Either way, it's more to talk about, but it's about Shabbos.